Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Benny.
Hi there.
Hi, Benny. Always good to see
you. You, as always, back at you.
And we're here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are. She then recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings you back into balance. And today we are talking about getting to the core issues of your physical symptoms. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Nancy. Some memories from Africa.
Mom. Yes. Yes. So, that's right, the Accelerated Performance System, TAPS. Also, let me just mention, a lot of Mary Jane's clients do not live in Washington State. She has clients all over the United States, so you don't have to live here in order to get her amazing benefits from what she does. And I have to say, she is pretty amazing. Even though she is my mom, I'm not just saying that. And she's here today, and she's going to answer any question that you have. So if you have a question about yourself, family member, loved one, a pet, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So today we're talking about symptoms. A lot of people have knee pain, shoulder pain, back pain. But is it really about your knee? Is it really about your shoulder? And is it really about your back?
Exactly.
She's looking at me like, I don't know, is it?
Every day I see when people come in, they might have an injury, or they might have had surgery and they're still not getting well, or they might have had a broken foot and it's not healing and it's happened 6 months ago. So it's like, what else is going on that may cause prevent you from healing or cause more injuries to your body? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you have some of those crazy symptoms and you haven't had it pinpointed by anyone you've seen before, been to the doctor, had x-rays, had all those things, and don't have an answer, give us a call and we can help you out.
She'll go ahead and figure out intuitively. She'll tap into your energy and find out exactly what's going on.
Exactly. What I do is so much fun. In my system, I follow the same protocol every time. And your body tells me in order exactly what the issue is. And we always go with whatever shows up. Usually it's the top three priorities is usually what the main concern is. And often when you take care of those priorities in order, the way the body's asked for it, then you have great results and predictable results, and you get well faster. And also, you might come in with 10 different symptoms, but when you take care of the first three, all the others just disappear. And when I explain how that works, it totally makes sense.
So it's kind of like the other thing I forgot to mention, your body has the ability to heal itself. And so with the proper nutrition that Mary Jane gives, it aids the body in repairing itself and bringing it back into balance.
And with the system, when I'm testing, I'm not guessing what it is. Your body will tell me, it's not me, it's your body that has all the answers from the time you were conceived. And when I tap into your body, it's your body that's giving the answers. And how that happens is your body, your body is the nervous system. And the nervous system, when you're out of balance, there's more nerve conduction to that area to heal that part of the body. For example, if you fell and you hurt your knee, it would be red hot and swollen. And if you put your hand on your knee, you could feel it. Or off your knee, you could feel that heat. So when you have an organ out of balance, like gallbladder or liver or a kidney, whatever it is, or a joint, a knee, ankle, when I'm testing and scanning your body, I pick up that electricity. You may not see the energy or the red hot and swollen area, but you could feel the electricity. And I pick up that electricity, and then as it tracks through my body and gets through to your first large muscle, your arm will drop. And it's pretty exciting because it's always right on. I never have any doubt. It's what we get is exactly what it is. And again, we have predictable results because your body will tell me exactly how much nutrition you need. And I use Biotics Research products, which are totally top of the line. When you get a bottle of Biotics products, every pill, every supplement in that bottle is almost identical. That's very, very specific and not like most other supplements that you get. For example, if you were to get something at the health food store, none of them are the same. And so that means the potency of each one is totally different. And even that's what happens with other supplement companies. But with Biotics, because the potency is almost identical to every pill, we can have predictable results. I know when you take whatever it is, for whatever length of time it is, you're going to be better.
That's because Biotics does so much testing on their nutritional supplements that they know.
They have a high-quality lab, and when they get their ingredients in to make a product, they have to reach certain standards. If they don't reach those standards, they turn them away and they go to the next supplement company. And then if that company doesn't want them, they keep going down the line. And by the time the supplement houses get them, they're usually more the bottom of the line.
All right. So, what symptoms are you being treated for? I mean, a lot of times when people go to the doctor, they'll be treated for the symptom, but not necessarily are your symptoms the cause of what's going on in your body. So, we talked about knees, shoulder, elbows, back, neck, jaws. What are some of the things that could be going on in your body? I keep talking about this. My knee surgery, I had my knee surgery. And sometimes my knee will act up and get swollen and, as Mary Jane likes to say, hot, very uncomfortable and stiff. That's usually my gallbladder. It's not my knee. I kept saying, it's my knee. But my knee is actually, you know, carrying all the pain and all the discomfort, but it's really not my knee. It's my gallbladder.
Exactly. If there's and any organ that's out of balance, when it's out of balance, usually it's either in low. I score everything for the frequency. It's a 0 to 10 for most organs. A heart is 12 to 15. So for your organs, if that number is in low gear, on the low side, that means it's not functioning very well. If it's on the high side, like above 10, like 11 or above, that means it's inflamed. That's where we're talking about that red, hot, and swollen. Well, when your organs are inflamed, then it affects all. I mean, for example, a kidney inflamed, you're definitely going to have a backache. You also could have knee pain or joint pain. And kidney has to do with bones. So if you have bones not healing properly, that could be because your kidney's inflamed and needs nutrition to get back in balance. And then the next question people ask, well, how does that happen? Like, it's shocking. How could
my kidneys be out of balance? Why are they not happy?
Yeah. And that could be just from environmental, from your house. We've talked about drains before. It could be from a toxic stomach when you eat food out in restaurants or even at home. Sometimes they have bacteria in them. If you don't wash them properly, then your stomach becomes inflamed and toxic. And then those toxins go through your bladder and kidney and aggravate that. And then that sets up that whole cycle. So then you start having all these other symptoms like knee pain. You could be... I've had people come in that had surgery and they had gallbladders that were so inflamed that their knee never really was right because of the gallbladder. And now they're focusing physical therapy and the doctor all on the knee. And unless the body is in balance, that knee will not get better.
That would be me. Sounds just like me.
Also, if your it goes the other way, if your kidney is out of balance, for example, that organ or any organ, it doesn't matter, and then you're physically active and in sports and you get injuries, you get one injury, then all of a sudden you got another injury or the same injury over and over, that's because something, it's like a red flag. Your body's saying, take a look at me, something's going on. So now it's not about treating the injury, but looking at what's really causing that injury.
What is the symptoms? Okay, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Empty Toolbox. Fire it up, fill it up, and flow it up with Meg Thompson. Tune in the first Wednesday every month, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to engage in the three essential F's of an overflowing toolbox. If you are looking for strategies that work and how to implement them, the Empty Toolbox is for you. For more information or to listen to this show, visit MegThompson.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And today we are talking about getting to the core issues of your physical symptoms. So we talked about, is it deferred pain? Is that what we should call it?
Referred pain? Well, let's talk about referred pain from the gallbladder. I recently had a client who had shoulder pain, really bad shoulder pain for a long time, was considering steroid shots and more invasive type surgeries. And this guy was pretty sharp about knowing the body, let's say that, and wound up up, he just had a really bad gallbladder. He had some stones and heavy sludge in there, and just really couldn't relate to that. Didn't think that was, related. But with gallbladder, the most common symptoms are jaw pain and shoulder pain and back pain.
Knee pain.
But you can have other pain. You could have knee pain. You could have it anywhere. But some of the most common are, and pretty severe, is the TMJ, which is the jaw pain, the shoulder pain, and the back pain, like right in the middle of your shoulder blades. And so, again, sometimes people start treating other things. They're going to the dentist for the jaw pain, it winds up to be something totally different.
So when you told him it was his gallbladder, he said,
"What?
Yeah,
what?" is what he said. Well, what happened was this was a friend. It wasn't a client. It was a friend who became a client. Then he got much worse because he really had stones in there. And now he's like, now he knows it's the finds out it really is the gallbladder. So now he's thinking he better get that gallbladder out. So whenever getting rid of stones can take a little while. There's all kinds of harsh flushes to do. We do nutrition to break up the stone and heal the body. And it doesn't dehydrate or dry the body out. But it can take a little while to break up those stones, and you have to be patient. And the stones have to do with old emotions, old anger issues. So it's about when you get those type of attacks, it's about looking at what is it really about. And once you think about it is old emotions, or you look at that, you get better faster.
But I have to say, and we've talked about this before, a lot of people just assume and get that gallbladder out, but you still have that pain because...
Well, you still have the same problem.
Because there's another organ that takes over for the function of the gallbladder.
Well, and people come in and they give me their story and they have their gallbladder out, and when I check them, the gallbladder shows up, they'll say, I don't have a gallbladder. It doesn't matter. The body has a backup, and if it shows to be gallbladder, I use the same nutrition. And the liver will utilize that to heal the body. And it takes longer when you've had the gallbladder out sometimes. So because sometimes the body will actually recreate the gallbladder because the body always attempts to heal itself.
Interesting. All right. Let's go to the phones. We have Shar. Hi, Shar. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Shar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your question for Mary Jane?
I have a question about fibromyalgia.
Okay.
Yeah. They say each illness is that there's something there, like the pain. Right now I'm holding it in my shoulders and in my feet.
Okay. How long have you had it?
I was diagnosed with it a couple of years ago. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder before that, years and years ago. But they finally diagnosed it as fibromyalgia a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And just dealing with the pain is enough.
Right.
At times. And I'm just, if there's any way psychologically, like if it's repressed emotions or...
Well, everything is emotional. Everything,
yeah.
Every physical symptom is emotionally based. So, when you're talking about fibromyalgia, sometimes they can't figure out what's really wrong with you, so they put you in this category, and that's where you wind up. Now, mm-hmm. when somebody comes to me with a label of something, it doesn't matter. I just check the body and see what the body says, and usually when we take care of that, then everything gets better again. So what I'm picking up on you, it's your right kidney. So do you have back pain, low back pain, or middle back pain?
Not really. It's more upper right now. I drink lots of water.
Your kidney is very inflamed. It should score a 10, and yours is over 1,000. That just tells me how inflamed it is. It also has a lot of sludge in it. So do you have joint pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, because with this, you'll have a lot of joint pain, stiffness, aching. That's where your pain is. You know, you talked about your pain, and it's coming from that kidney. When you take, if I test your shoulder, is it your right shoulder?
It's actually both right now, but my right shoulder mostly, yes.
Yeah. So your shoulders have to do with your kidney. So again, that's referred pain. Your kidney is so inflamed that the toxins will affect all your joints, but yours seems to have settled a lot in your shoulders. So when you take care of what I get on you is you take care of that kidney and your pain level goes down dramatically. So again, this is one of those things, they're treating the symptoms, but you still got a major issue going on that's not being resolved. And it's not something you could take like antibiotics for and get better. You need nutrition to heal the part of the body so it can function again, because you've been like this for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's the first, and then your digestion is way off and you have a toxic stomach. Does your stomach ever bother you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you get toxins in your stomach. Your stomach score is very inflamed. So that's another. Inflammation is pain. And then when you have a toxic stomach, those toxins go through your bladder and kidney and cause inflammation. And you could have pelvic pain, leg pain, just general aches all over. And you take care of the one thing, like your stomach and your kidney, and you would feel dramatically better.
Is there any way I can detox, or
it's not about it's not about detoxing for you. It's about getting the proper supplements to heal your body. And yes, as far as diet, you should not eat wheat or dairy. Absolutely not. You might even look at the ketogenic diet. That would be a better program for you. Because that gets rid of inflammation quickly, or the paleo. The keto is really pretty fast to get rid of that. But at the same time, like you do a detox, all it does is dry you out. It doesn't heal your body. It's not the right thing. In your condition, that is, I would consider that a pretty bad thing to do. I would not recommend that at all. Now, I see you live in Canada.
You live in
Canada? We have clients in Canada. The difference is, though, we cannot send products to Canada. They usually pick up the products. A lot of clients will come down, but other products people get the products mailed to a P.O. box or a friend in the States and pick it up and take it back to Canada. So that would be the only, but I have clients all the time that we do consultations for in Canada. So if you want to look for a solution, or if you want a solution, not look for a solution to your issue, I would recommend you give our office a call, and we would take care of you, and you could get on the road to good health again. It's not that complicated.
Perfect.
It's not that complicated.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will get a hold of you.
And again, a kidney stuff is fear issues when you're talking about the emotion. It's a lot of fear. Mm-hmm. So think about that. And we all have it, so you're not any different.
You're not alone, Char. You're not alone.
Give Rhonda a call, and she'll be happy to take care of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
How about we're going to do a quick break? Yeah, we're already right there.
That sounds great, Shani.
Sure.
You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jo Max Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny. Hello.
Hello. And we actually had a caller with a question at the break, and it was your thoughts, Mary Jane, on the Eat Right for Your Blood Type book with Dr. Diadamo.
I think it's a great book. I think it's like anything, any of the programs out there, it's about which one is going to work best for you. And for Char, I think that's a great book. But if you've been doing it and you're still in the same shape, I think switching to the keto or the paleo is a much better program. The keto, things just go faster. And so it's like anything. One book is, you know, it works in general for a lot of people. And some people, it might be even good for a more of a maintenance program to go on that. But the keto, for where you're at, the amount of pain you're in, I would say is the way to go. If you want quick results.
Oh, yeah. If you've been doing the same thing and it's not working, then maybe time to reconsider trying something a little different. And the keto is what? Just protein? Protein, vegetables?
It's protein and
good fat.
Limited amount of vegetables. Mainly good, lots of good fat. Lots of fat. And that's what, on that program, I'll tell you, there's a documentary on Netflix, or you could probably rent it. It's called The Magic Pill. And they've had kids that had autism in that documentary. It's quite good and very educational. Kids who had autism, and because they ate so much processed food, and after putting them on the keto, which was pretty difficult because the kids just like their junk food, and once they were finally starving, they started eating the food on the keto, which is all good food, but they were so used to junk food they didn't want it. After 5 weeks on that program, the kids that were climbing the walls are now talking with their parents and able to have a conversation.
And focus.
Change their behavior totally. Same with diabetes. People who are on insulin, not just step pills, were able to get off insulin in a short time being on that program. So if you have inflammation in your body or autoimmune disease or any type of physical issue, look into that documentary or look into the keto. There's lots of information on it.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We have Eric. Hi, Eric. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Yeah, hi. I have some ongoing and increasingly painful upper right flank pain. And they thought it might be kidney stones, so I had a CT scan, and that came out negative. So I'm kind of back to square one, not sure what's going on, but at times it's pretty painful. It wakes me up at night.
You got a gallbladder issue. A gallbladder issue. You know, at first they would probably think it was kidney, but even having a bad backed up gallbladder can affect your kidney. But your gallbladder did they check that out at all?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, you got your gallbladder scores a 2. That means you got a lot of heavy sludge in that gallbladder, or maybe some gritty, like stones type stuff. Now, just because you might have stones doesn't mean you have to take it out. Even if somebody has kidney stones, I have a program to put you on to break up those stones so you don't have to have invasive surgery or techniques done. There's ways to lubricate the kidney and heal the kidney and break that up. So first it's your gallbladder, and then you also have a bile duct. The bile duct lubricates the liver, and the bile goes through the gallbladder and into the gut to digest your food. Do you get bloated or have gas at all?
No, but you know what? When I have like walnuts or cashews,
yeah,
or like it with a lot of fat to digest, or like a steak once in a while, I know it sits in my stomach for a long time, but I don't digest fat very well.
Well, you don't digest the fat because you don't have the bile. You don't have the bile to break down the food. So that's what shows up first, and then your stomach is pretty toxic. So you need hydrochloric acid and some other nutrition to clean up your stomach. And because your gallbladder's a 2, that means your kidney is also in low gear. So by taking care of your kidney, and your kidney is also inflamed. But when you have a gallbladder issue, so that's probably a little bit of that flank pain too. But again, they're looking at the kidney, but that's not really your cause. Once you take care of your gallbladder and the bile duct, the kidney will get better and probably not have to do that much nutrition to clean up your kidney. Got to clean up the toxic stomach affects the kidney too.
Oh, okay. So the root cause is the gallbladder, to start with that.
Exactly. It would be like gallbladder, bile duct, and then also you'd have to have about 4 different products to clean up clean up the stomach, you got to do the gallbladder, you got to do the whole package, and then you have great results.
Okay. Well, while I was holding for the call, I heard you talk about diabetes and autoimmunity. So I have juvenile diabetes. I've had it for almost 40 years. So what were you saying about
the ketogenic diet?
Okay.
The ketogenic diet, when people go on the keto, look at that movie, The Magic Pill. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary, or you could probably rent it. But it talks all about how the ketogenic diet works and how it gets rid of the inflammation in your body. And you take away certain foods and your body can heal itself. And people that were on insulin and oral medications were totally able to get off of it. But the amazing thing is the people that are on it were on insulin.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And if you have a gallbladder issue, it definitely backs up your pancreas, so it would cause you... How's your blood sugar been? Have you been...
It depends. A1C is kind of good, and then sometimes it goes out of control for no apparent reason, and it's back in control.
Your gallbladder will cause that. Because if you don't have your gallbladder, like the nutrition that we use, stabilizes the blood sugar and thins out the bile. And when you get the gallbladder working, it takes the stress off the pancreas. Then the pancreas can work. So that's why your pancreas, your blood sugar, is floating all over the place.
So the gallbladder sounds like it's been a long time problem with me.
How old are you?
I'm 53. And I was a teenager when I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
You've had this off and on for 30 years, the gallbladder.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes it'll get better. It'll clear itself and it'll get better. Like when people get a real bad flu, they think they've got the flu and they might get diarrhea and vomiting and feel awful. And then, but after they all of a sudden they feel really good, that's your body's natural way of cleaning out the gallbladder and getting rid of all the toxins and poisons. So you can have this off and on, but remember, gallbladder is resentment and liver's anger. So that's where you store those emotions. And then the more, every time you experience that same emotion, then the energy gets stronger and you create more physical symptoms.
Right. Okay.
So give us a call and we'll take care of you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'll check out the movie and I'll be in contact.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric. Okay. We're going to go to Allison. Hi, Allison. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, Mary Jane. I really am enjoying your show. I'm very plugged into all of everything that you're talking about, and I can totally back up what you say about the keto lifestyle. I don't call it a diet. It's a way of life.
Exactly.
It is an amazing way to eat. It is an amazing way to eat. I don't do diet, but I do like a healthy way of eating, and I love the effect of the keto, although it can be a little limiting. So my question to you is, I have been listening really intently, especially to your commentary about shoulder injuries and aches and pains in joints. I have an old shoulder injury that was originally a rotator cuff tear that turned into frozen shoulder, which was extraordinarily painful, about as bad as shingles. And then, so that never fully healed, but it's also now led to some other neck and upper back issues, a lot of stiffness and cracking. It's just sort of evolved into a whole new, like an old shoulder injury, just sort of morphed into this whole upper neck, back region of a lot of cracking, achiness, stiffness. I think there's some osteoarthritis going on in the cervical disc as well. And so I'd like to know what I can do to help make these areas more mobile.
All right. I've got the answer for you, Allison. You've got a really bad gallbladder. Your gallbladder is a 2. Your bile ducts are 2. That means that you probably had this even before with that frozen shoulder and with the shoulder issue that went on, but it did not heal because you continued. If you had torn ligaments or whatever and they did the surgery, it wouldn't heal because you've got the gallbladder issue going on, and that keeps aggravating the whole thing. Again, it's your shoulder is like a red flag. Help me, look and see what's going on. So you need to look at... your gallbladder's a 2, that means you have heavy stones or heavy sludge in there. And then, you know, sometimes those stones or heavy sludge will move around, and sometimes you'll feel better, and then sometimes you'll feel worse. Do you have digestive issues like gas or bloating?
You know, that's, especially with the keto lifestyle, that tends to be really enhanced, I would say.
Right, because you can't... If your gallbladder's not working and your stomach digestion is off, so why it's not working is you can't, when you eat, you can't break down that food, and especially all the protein, you need hydrochloric acid to break down that food in order to absorb it. So then you don't have the bile from going through the gallbladder to get in your gut to help break down and digest and absorb it. So then you get the gas and bloating because the food putrefies.
Yeah.
So it's totally the cycle. And then when your gallbladder's a 2, your other organs are a 2. So then your kidney's going to be backed up. and not good.
Right.
So overall, right. you're what I call in a crisis. You're in a stall. You're not going anywhere. And once you get that gallbladder going, the rest gets well all by itself. And I always follow your body. And if there's anything else that shows up after we clean this up, then we fine tune that. But usually the first things I find are the major issues that we need to deal with.
Do you, I started to take some super enzyme capsules. Mm-hmm. In order to help with the digestive system. A lot of this started to come to the forefront through the keto, and which is not uncommon, by the way. That kind of constipation, gassiness, bloating, very, very common. I introduced the super enzymes, and it seemed to help, but I am a big, big, big proponent of herbs, tinctures in particular. Is there something that you really recommend for the gallbladder?
Yeah, what I recommend is you call, if you want to get the job done and you want to be on target, the best thing to do is call my office and get an appointment. I could give you, I could throw stuff at you, but it's not going to work because you've been in this trouble a long time and you need to be monitored. When you come to my office or you call, I monitor mm-hmm. you from week mm-hmm. to week or whatever your body says and get mm-hmm. you out of this in a short time. You're going to mm-hmm. play mm-hmm. with it and take this and that, but you're going to still be in the same spot because you've been mm-hmm. there a long time. And what you have to think about, this is affecting, when it's affecting your shoulder, that's a big deal. Shoulders also have to do with heart. So your heart is in low mm-hmm. gear because of your gallbladder. You got to be tired.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So you're doing the right program, the keto, but mm-hmm. you have to have your body, if you have things where you're stuck, that doesn't work as well for you because you can't handle those food. When your body, you have a gallbladder issue, sometimes the best food is you can't eat them because your body can't digest and absorb them.
Right, right.
So that's...
I had a very, very excellent psychic recently tell me that I should become a vegetarian, and which I thought was really interesting to hear since I've never really felt that about my body.
Yeah,
so I think that...
You could be a vegetarian and you might feel better because you avoid everything that will aggravate you a little more, but that's not the answer.
Right.
The answer is get your body healthy. So give us a call and we'd be happy to take care of you.
Could you give me your number since I have a pen right here?
It is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232.
4232. Okay.
That's your direct line. That is Mary Jane's office number, and Rhonda's in the office. Thank you so much, Allison, for your call. I'm sure Mary Jane will look forward to speaking with you. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ryan, host of Your Next Chapter Radio. When you're ready to start a new chapter, take time to get clear about what it is that you want your next chapter to look like. Imagine what you'll be doing, who you'll be with, where will you be, how will you feel when you get what you want. This could be your dream job, finding your love, retirement, a balanced life, a healthy fit body. Whatever you're looking for, create a crystal clear picture of exactly what it is that you want. Then write your vision down in as much detail as you can and read it as often as you can to remind yourself of your what. You don't have to be concerned about how you'll make this happen. You just need to be crystal clear about what it is you want. If you stay focused on your what, watch God and the universe show you opportunities for how to take action and make it happen. If you need help getting clarity around your what for your next chapter, you can reach me at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Radio Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Kind of got lost there.
Yeah, but it's a radio show.
It is a radio show. It is. Uh-huh. I was kind of like doing my chair dancing thing, which I often do when I'm here because of that awesome music Benny plays. Okay, we had some great callers. Mary Jane, that deferred pain. Okay, I know we had Eric who had a bad gallbladder. We had Allison, she had a bad gallbladder. You always talk about sludge and stones. How does a person get sludge into their gallbladder?
Well, it's what you eat and your environment where you breathe in. All that, your gallbladder filters everything. And if you eat good food, this can happen. But the main thing is it's old emotions. It's old stress. It's what's going on in your life. And that's where it gets stored. Resentment is the gallbladder, and anger is the liver, and it's all relative. So it doesn't mean you're this emotionally distressed person. It's just what happens in everyday life. So you have to look at when I work with someone and their progress is slow, you know the emotion is keeping them trapped. So I do a technique called neuroemotional technique to clear the emotion, so that they could look at that and let it go. But the gallbladder, if you're eating a lot of processed junk food, it's a no-brainer.
Well, and even if you have a gallbladder and you're eating super clean foods, that's a problem too, because you can't digest it at the time if your gallbladder's inflamed.
And any heavy wheat or dairy is always going to affect any inflammation in your body. But the biggest thing is, even if you're eating healthy, that's another red flag that the emotion is the strongest one. So when I'm testing, for emotions, for your structure, your alignment, and I'm checking for nutrition. And your body will take me to what needs to be dealt with first. So if I found a gallbladder, I'm going to tune into that. Is there something that's, you know, what's going on in your life? And clear that emotion so that you get better faster. But whenever I mention what the emotion is and what's going on, and are you under stress, and I can ask the body, when did this happen? Is it current? Is it like when you were 5, 10?
Well, it's like you had mentioned you had a client and it was an emotional component. You said to him, you know, what happened when you were 8? And he's like, oh, I broke my arm.
He had a broken heart.
So
the first time, and he immediately knew what it was. But by me testing the body and asking the body and giving you the time frame, it makes perfect sense. When I do this and we're tuning into it and I pick out a time, it usually pops right out.
And it doesn't, and we've talked about this before, it doesn't have to be some traumatic event that happened. It could have been something small, but it's what happened at the time, and that's how you took it into your body.
And if it was a traumatic event, when I'm doing this technique, I can still identify the time to you. People, you don't even have to tell me what it was. You could think of it, and I test you. I mean, if that wasn't comfortable, I test you, and then we clear it. So it's not anything that is uncomfortable. It's easy. It's fast, very fast. And it just escalates your healing and your path to recovery.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. You identify it. And that's half the battle of getting it to move on. Right.
And I had another person who was diagnosed just not too long ago with diabetes and high blood pressure. And so he could hardly walk. His feet hurt so bad. They said, you have neuropathy. You're going to have to live with it. And they wanted to put him on drugs, and he didn't want to do that. And he came into the office, and he had started the keto diet or the keto program. And when he came in, I put him on the program. He also had a bad gallbladder. But the guy could hardly walk when he came in the office, a big guy. And he was on the program a week, and he came in, and he said, I can't believe it. He thought he had to retire, thought he had to sell his house because he couldn't maintain it. And it was all in the last 3 months that this happened. And he was on the program a week, and he walked in, and he said, I cannot believe I'm 20, 25% better in this just this 1 week. And I can actually, instead of walking, before he couldn't walk more than an hour, now he could walk 3 hours. So that's pretty significant, 1 week change on the right program to start getting back to feeling good.
Supporting that gallbladder and eating the right foods. Yeah, the digestion too. A lot of people, if you're not digesting your food, you're also not absorbing whatever it is you're taking.
Nutrients, exactly.
So it's kind of, it all goes together. All just is a revolving door.
Again, it's just not that, for me, it's just not that complicated to get to the core of it and put you on the right program to get you feeling good.
It's easy. I'm going to give out your office number again. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, please give her office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And Rhonda's there. She'll take care of you. Mary Jane, do you have any words?
Yes, we're getting our Facebook page updated and working, and we're going to be putting tips and information on there. So if you would like to go to my Mary Jane Mack LLC page and like it, that would be great. And then we'll
post
tips. Good information for you.
All right. We'd like to thank everybody for listening. Have a great day. Have a great month. And we'll see you next month.